Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you a quick recap of terrorism-related news from around the globe and across the nation, including right here at home. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of January 22, 2024. Hamas claims responsibility for vehicle ramming, stabbing attacks in Israel. Authorities arrest New Jersey man for making terroristic threats and cyber harassment. London police arrest four on suspected terrorism offenses following protests. And U.S. declares Houthi rebels a terrorist organization. Let's get into these stories. Israeli police arrested two suspects on January 15th for vehicle ramming and stabbing attacks, which left one dead and 17 injured, including nine children in Ru'nana, Israel. 25-year-old Ahmed Zidut and 44-year-old Mahmoud Zidut, who are reportedly cousins and both residents of the southern West Bank town of Bani Naim, allegedly seized three vehicles and ran pedestrians in several locations in the city while stabbing one or more of their victims. One of the attackers assaulted a woman, pulling her from her vehicle, which he then used to ram three individuals. When the car became immobilized, the attacker abandoned it, stole a second vehicle, and hit additional bystanders. Meanwhile, a second perpetrator stabbed a female driver, commandeered her car, and rammed into several passerby, eventually crashing and fleeing the scene on foot. The stabbed woman later died from her injuries at a local hospital. Hamas claimed responsibility for the attacks, which occurred in the afternoon as students left school for the day. Authorities arrested and charged a Paterson, New Jersey man January 11th for threatening to bomb and shoot government buildings and judges. The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office Cyber Crimes Unit observed the troubling pattern of threats on social media in November 2023 and identified 28-year-old Brandon Hernandez as the person allegedly responsible for the posts. Prosecutors charged Hernandez with third-degree terroristic threats and fourth-degree cyber harassment. A court sentenced Hernandez to 3 years of probation in May 2021 after he pleaded guilty to fourth-degree cyber harassment and threats of violence in Bergen County earlier that year. Hernandez remains in the Bergen County Jail pending his first court appearance. Police arrested three individuals suspected of terrorism offenses during a January 13th pro-Palestinian protest in Westminster, London, and a fourth suspect the following day. Authorities charged three identified suspects, a 34-year-old Southeast Kent man, a 58-year-old West London man, and a 36-year-old South Yorkshire woman, with inviting support for a banned terrorist organization. On January 14th, police arrested the fourth suspect, a 49-year-old South London man who faces the same charges. The demonstration is the seventh pro-Palestinian march held in London since Hamas' October 7th attack on Israel. The UK proscribed Hamas a terrorist organization in 2021. In the wake of the protests, Britain's Home Secretary, James Cleverly, asked Parliament to designate Hizb-ut-Tahrir, an international political organization the government said supports Hamas, as a terrorist group. While Hizb-ut-Tahrir is one of the organizers of the ongoing protests, it is not one of the major coalition of groups that have organized protests backing Palestine. Cleverly called Hizb-ut-Tahrir anti-Semitic and said it, quote, actively promotes and encourages terrorism, end quote. The U.S. redesignated the Houthi rebel group as a terrorist organization on January 17th in response to the organization's ongoing drone and missile attacks on U.S. military ships and commercial vessels operating in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, calling the attacks the textbook definition of terrorism, said, quote, "The designation is an important tool to impede terrorist funding to the Houthis, further restrict their access to financial markets, and hold them accountable for their actions." End quote. The declaration will take effect on February 16th to give the U.S. time to limit the impact on Yemen's residents. After Israel started bombing Gaza in retaliation of Hamas's October 7th attack, the Yemen-based militants began launching missiles at Israel and attacking ships in the Red Sea.
This goes way beyond being a regional challenge. This is a global challenge. We're talking about a vital artery of global commerce, a critical maritime choke point that's being held hostage, and countries and companies that have nothing to do with the Middle East whatsoever are being affected, more than 50 nations in nearly 30 attacks.
The U.S. and its allies countered the attacks by targeting Houthi-controlled sites in Yemen with airstrikes. The U.S. first designated the Iran-backed group a terrorist organization in January 2021. However, President Joe Biden quickly rescinded the order after taking office in an effort to end Yemen's ongoing civil war. The Terrorism at a Glance podcast is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.